You're listening to Weekends with Rebecca De Unamuno
on ABC Radio New South Wales.
Yes. Love is in the air. All those winter weddings happening. This week on The Industry, we take a look at marriage celebrants. What does it take to become one, and what are the experiences of a marriage celebrant? Joining me today from Married by Todd is Todd Mayhew, and from Marry Me Nikki is Nikki. So Nikki, welcome to you both. How are you? Hi, how are you doing?
I'm great. Hey, Todd.
Hey, Nikki, how's it going?
Good, mate. Sorry to hijack it, Rebecca. Good to say hello to Tony.
Oh, that's great. Look, see, wedding celebrants, they all know each other. That's the beautiful thing. Isn't that great?
You know what? It is great. There's such a community out there at the moment of really supportive celebrants that, you know, we're trying to change the industry a bit, I guess.
That's fantastic. And now, Todd, I'm going to start with you and ask this question. You worked professionally for 10 years as a full-time musician. What led you to becoming a marriage celebrant?
Basically, my wife plays the cello, so we got invited to play a lot of weddings. We played a lot of brides coming down the aisle and during the signing and after the ceremony. And unfortunately, I witnessed a lot of awkward and, for a better word, boring ceremonies. And usually that's down to the celebrant. And I was like, what's going on?
Mm.
These people, they're just not nailing it. And being a performer myself and having many years experience, a lot of friends started asking, have you thought about doing this and would you marry me? And so I ended up marrying a few friends and it just took off from there. And I've got I guess there's quite a few celebrants for the more modern, I'm calling it the new revolution of celebrants. It's a bit more about really feeling the sentiment but also the party and the good times.
Yeah, absolutely. And I know a lot of comedian friends of mine are marriage celebrants as well. So it's that performing edge of it. Is what they love about it. And it's also, it involves everybody in the ceremony, doesn't it?
Absolutely. And just kicks it off with a great vibe rather than everyone feeling a bit unsure about what's happening.
Absolutely. And Nikki, what about you? What drew you to being a celebrant?
Do you know what? Very similar experience to Todd. I went through that stage where all of my mates are getting married and it just didn't seem authentic, didn't seem real. So, you know, within 30 seconds, you'd have sat down at the ceremony and already be looking forward to your glass of champagne afterwards. Whereas now, you know, it's a great chance to really, I guess, set the tone for your whole day. And it's such a privilege. I know Todd feels the same to be able to be part of such a special moment with a couple. It's the best job in the world.
I imagine it would be. And I kind of looked into it myself at what the process of becoming a celebrant. What skills, firstly, would you say, Nikki, that you need to be one?
Join the dark side, Rebecca. It's fantastic. No, look, honestly, I think obviously public speaking is part of it, but it's not to say, you know, I still get nervous before every ceremony, and that's because it means something and it's something really important. So, you know, that's pressure that I think we naturally put on ourselves no matter what. But look, there's certainly a course to complete. It's a certificate for in celebrancy, which it's not like you buy a certificate online like in the States and you become a celebrant. You do need to train properly, and then beyond that, you're actually appointed by the Attorney General's Department. You go through a background check and make sure that you're a fit and proper person in the community to hold that role. So providing you tick those boxes, might be the career for you. Who knows?
Well, some of our listeners might be thinking, you know, this is something I've always wanted to do. So this is maybe inspiring them. So Todd,
it's so much fun because it's such a creative outlet too. You know, you really get to connect with your couples and create something that is unique and totally personal for them because, you know, in the past, again, a lot of ceremonies were very dull and drab and it just doesn't need to be that way.
That's exactly right. And Todd, I was going to ask, like, for a typical wedding that you're going to officiate, what's the process? What do you usually do with the couples that you're marrying?
It's good to get to know them straight off the bat and make sure you're a good fit. That's the first point. And I always put that back on the couple and say, you know, have a think about it. Am I right for you?
Mm.
And if they're keen to go ahead, we meet up in person and I'd really dig into their background story and try and find out what makes them tick as a couple. And so you can kind of design a ceremony that, you know, will suit them and will, you know, their friends and family will enjoy and go, yeah, that was all about them. So
that's great. And I guess the key is making each one as unique as the individuals getting married are.
Absolutely. And there's so many different people out there, as you know, so that's the joy of our job is really making it work. And the best compliment for me is when afterwards someone comes up and says to me, oh, you must be an old friend of theirs. And that's actually, we've met twice. So.
That's great. Yeah. Establishing that relationship would be very, very important. And Nikki, and I know that people say, oh, it's a busy time of year in our industry. It's a busy time of year for us. Is there a busy time of year for weddings?
Do you know what, in the Sydney market and certainly South Coast, Hunter Valley, it's not as seasonal as other parts of the country. Certainly I'm finding at the moment I'm still quite busy, quite regularly booked throughout the winter months. I love a winter wedding. I love I was up in the Hunter Valley yesterday at a gorgeous venue called Adams Peak, and, you know, the colours, the feeling, it's so special. So, yeah, I think we're lucky enough in that it is an industry that does continue throughout the year. Other parts of the country, Todd and I were actually down in Melbourne at a conference last week with 100 crazy celebrants from all over the country, which was pretty rad.
That's great.
Again, rocking the boat and really talking and sharing ideas. It's such a supportive community out there, and certainly what we found from that group was that a lot of them do really shut down over those quieter months, but yes. Sydney, South Coast, it's quite consistent.
That's great. And has the number of weddings increased? Has your business increased now that marriage equality is finally been made law?
I think everyone, certainly the media, got hold of it and said, oh, it's going to be raining marriage equality cash for the celebrants and all the wedding industry. But you know what? Same-sex couples are getting engaged if they want to get engaged, and like everyone else, they're just planning their ceremony in good time and their wedding day in good time, which, you know, rest assured, I've been lucky enough. One of my very first ceremony, actually, for a couple that I did was a commitment ceremony, a same-sex couple, and 3 years to the day, I was able to actually legally marry them too, just in front of their family. It was just the most special moment, and certainly for me, it was such a rewarding experience. So, you know what, marriage equality, it's just great. It's, you want to get married, you can. Everyone, it's open for everyone. It's not a little exclusive club anymore.
Yeah, it is. It's fantastic, absolutely fantastic. And Todd, I'm sure you've seen some, you said everyone's different. There are so many different people in the world. What's one of the more unusual weddings that someone has requested?
One of my favourites about a year ago was a couple called Dwayne and Amelia. And Dwayne runs basically cultural awakening workshops down the South Coast, really getting in touch with young Aboriginal people and their roots, and his uncle is a very respected elder called Max Harrison. So I was involved with the ceremony, and I didn't realise that actually there is a long history of marriage in Aboriginal communities. So I was very deeply involved putting that all together and then including the legal side of it and making it work.
That must have been amazing, an amazing experience.
It was in a circle, and you do everything's in threes, so they go three times around the circle one way and back the other way, and there's a lot of spiritual amazing connectivity happening, and just a special time to be part of that. But I've done weddings everywhere, as Nikki would have, on beaches, cliff tops.
We end up in some interesting places, there's no doubt.
And some very windy weddings. I'm looking out the window today thinking, you know, I'm sure there's a horizontal veil somewhere.
Yeah, I'm sure there is. I'm sure there is. You wouldn't want to be on a cliff top at this particular point in time, that's for sure.
You'd want to hang on, my goodness.
And Nikki, what about yourself? What are some of the ones that you've just gone, this is something I'll never do again?
Certainly one of my earlier ones I did was a couple, and I had a great Skype with them. They lived up in the Blue Mountains. I'm down in Sydney, and they talked about wanting to do a winged wedding, as in wings. And at first that was a concept I was quite unfamiliar with, but their dress code, if it makes sense, was BYO wings. So every guest had to create their own set of wings that reflected their personality. It was up in the Blue Mountains in this gorgeous place called Breenhold Gardens up at Mount Wilson, and that included me, so I won't lie, that was definitely out of my comfort zone, conducting a ceremony with my little cotton-on purchase wings that my daughter acquired shortly thereafter. But, you know, I think the challenge is, I think on couples, to come up with something unique, you do need to be brave, because there is pressure in the industry, I guess, to do it the same way it's been done before. But in the same way in the celebrant world, we're really trying to give couples confidence that they can come up with something that reflects who they are and reflects their personalities and more than anything feels like their own. And so rest assured, I probably won't ever do a wing wedding again, but it was a hell of an experience.
I can imagine. Something you definitely wouldn't expect in any other profession. See, that's why we're so interested in wedding celebrants. And are there any sort of disaster stories that either of you can share, something that may have gone wrong for the poor bride or perhaps the groom?
Go on, Todd. You've got to have it, one or two.
My personal one was just getting to a wedding in time in Sydney and blowing a tire on the Hume Highway. And I was in my velvet suit, and I'm thinking, when am I going to do it? I don't have time to get any help here. I'm going to have to do this myself. So I took my suit off. I didn't have any other clothes. I'm standing in my underpants about to go underneath the car. And a police unit pulled over very suspiciously. Looking, are you okay there, sir?
Yes, I just have a wedding to get to.
Yes. Don't mind me, just hanging out on the side of my undies.
I'm married. Oh, no, I look naked right now.
That's hilarious. Well, you save the suit. That's the most important thing, Todd. So you Absolutely. Still look respectable when you got there after changing the tyre. That's what's most important.
My goodness.
And Nikki, I'm going to ask you firstly, what's the most rewarding thing about being a marriage celebrant?
Do you know what, it's genuinely a privilege. You know, at the end of the day, when we first meet couples, we're a stranger. They've found us online, probably on a wedding directory or been referred through friends. And for a couple to, I guess, trust us enough to share their stories, you know, in many ways, a lot of my ceremonies, we sort of look backward at their beginnings before we come forward to where they are now and what their life's about now. And, you know, I was sitting with a couple last night up in the Hunter Valley doing a bit of a creative brief for their ceremony later in the year. And, you know, for them to share all of those beginnings. This couple met when they were in year five, when he asked to borrow her pencil, like, and that's
wow.
the beginning. So for me, I find it's just an honour to really work with couples, have them trust you as much, and rest assured on the day, it feels genuine. Like Todd said, there's nothing more of a compliment you can get than when a couple, their family and friends come up and say, how do you know them? Did you go to school? Or when really we've just been lucky enough that they've chosen us to be a part of what's a really amazing day.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, thank you both for joining us today and to giving us an insight into the world of the marriage celebrants. Todd Mayhew and Nikki Sinicki, thank you so much.
Thank you so much, Rebecca.
Thank
Cheers,
you.
Todd. Thanks, catch
Rebecca.
You soon, Todd.
Bye.
See ya.